You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Our passage today is from Isaiah chapter 48, the 17th, 18th, and 19th verses. Thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord your God, who teaches you to profit, who leads you in the way you should go. Oh, that you had hearkened to my commands! Then your peace would have been like a river, and your righteousness like the waves of the sea. Your offspring would have been like the sand, and your descendants like its grains. Their name would never be cut off or destroyed from before me. This is something of a chilling passage, especially after all of the hope and comfort that we have been meditating on in the past days. And yet it also fits into some of the bigger themes that we have been considering throughout this week of Advent reflections. As our gaze and our thoughts are turned towards the second coming of Christ, we see in this prophecy of his first coming almost a lament by the author of Isaiah here that is versed in the thoughts or voice of God. Oh, that it would have been different. And this is a construction that we see in many different places in the Bible. Of course, it comes from the passage in Exodus where the people did not listen to the voice of God and where their hearts were hardened at the waters of Meribah and where they grumbled against Moses, who was bringing God's word to them. It's repeated in many places in the Bible, in Psalm 81, in Psalm 95, in the book of Hebrews. And the entire sense or construction behind it is one of a certain kind of loss or a certain kind of unfulfillment, and a lament indeed by God that his people are not in the place which he would want them to be. It says here in Isaiah, oh, that you would have listened to my commandments. Then your peace would have been like a river and your righteousness like the waves of the sea. Once again, we see here the connection between a certain internal moral reformation, which apparently is going to have an impact on the geographic landscape around the people. But here again, there are further consequences. God says, then your offspring would have been like the sand and your descendants like its grains. Their name would never be cut off or destroyed from before me. It's almost a promise. In fact, it is a promise. If this had not happened, then these good things would certainly have happened. Now it seems almost a little unsure. Of course, as we know, in the full revelation of Christ of the New Testament, these things were not ultimately, for those who would turn to God, prescriptive. They were not ultimately things that would cut people off without any recourse to hope in the Spirit of God and in the sacrifice of Christ. But if we could put our minds into the minds of the people in Isaiah's day, they must have seemed words that would really cut to the heart, words that would really turn the mind of the person to repentance, and words that would say, if you would do these things, then these beautiful promises would be yours. Oh, that you would hearken to my commandments, then your peace would have been like a river, your righteousness like the waves of the sea. Your offspring would have been like the sand, and your descendants like its grains. Their name would never be cut off or destroyed from before me.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.